You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Morena.
Morena.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so today we're taking a look at the debut album from British garage and hip-hop artist The Streets. It's called Original Pirate Material, and it's turning 15 this year. Came out in 2002. And, of course, The Streets is a project of vocalist and multi-instrumentalist Mike Skinner. So just a bit of background into this project. He started making music under this name, The Streets, in about 1994. And in the years prior to this album, he recorded various demos. He tried setting up an independent record label. Didn't really have much success initially. But in 2001, he had success with his debut single, Has It Come To This, which features on this album. And it went to number 18 in the charts in the UK. And with that, he was able to springboard off, basically, and finally get round to recording this album. So he kind of attributes this album and the influence of this album as emerging from the UK garage scene of the late 90s. And when it came to making this album, he wanted to combine the sound of UK garage with lyrical content about real life, his real life adventures, and kind of just the things he did day-to-day living kind of thing. So a lot of the lyrics are very vivid stories of real life scenarios that he experienced growing up in the Midlands as a working class guy, basically. The genre, so garage is a genre of electronic music that emerged in the 90s in the UK. It came out of the London house scene predominantly, where DJs began experimenting with different tempos, remixes, time shifts, vocal samples, etc. And it usually features quite a prominent 4-4 percussive rhythm with syncopated hi-hats, cymbals and snares, and also there's lots of chopped up and time shifted or pitch shifted vocal samples complementing this sort of underlying rhythmic structure, which is usually at around a tempo of about 140 beats per minute. So quite distinctive sound-wise from other electronic styles. And this is the context, stylistically anyway, that Skinner was trying to aim for on this record. His ode to the UK garage and hip-hop scene is also seen in the title of the album, Original Pirate Material, which is referencing the pirate radio stations, which at the time were really the only stations that were playing UK hip-hop and garage, because UK hip-hop was pretty much very underground.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really until Dizzy Rascal in 2003 and subsequently Grime where it really got any mainstream attention.
Someone's made a comedy series about those pirate someone who has a pirate, I forget what it's called, it's like people who do nothing or something,
I think, something like that. Yeah.
I'm gonna look it up while we listen to The Streets,
but yeah, they were
hilarious.
He got pretty much his break from pirate radio stations, and so did subsequently a lot of grime artists and UK garage, because UK garage or hip-hop has been around since like the 80s, long time. And apart from when they featured on like Massive Attack records, you didn't really hear much about UK rappers.
No.
So The Streets were like one of the first times you heard, I guess, in the mainstream, a UK rapper. So this was kind of an important record in that regard. So in terms of the recording of this record, it took place in 2001 and it lasted over a year. Largely because he didn't record the album in a purpose-built studio. He actually recorded most of this record just in a room he was renting. It's a sort of home DIY kind of aesthetic with the studio. And most of the instrumental tracks were done on a laptop while he used an empty wardrobe as a vocal booth. So the entire album was just mixed on a typical digital audio workstation. No analog recording equipment. And I guess you could say this was an early example of 21st century DIY home recordings, which of course now is just the norm for a lot of people. You have a laptop and record in your room or whatever.
Oh yeah. Just by the way, people were texting in their Oro entries. Just remember to have your email address as well. People are sending in their names without and the Oro at the front, but no email. So just remember that, guys. Sorry.
Nice little interlude there.
Yeah,
love
sorry
it.
About that.
That's all good. That's good. So in terms of the sound, like I was saying, he was trying to stay true to this garage aesthetic with the beats and the rhythms. But within quite a DIY aesthetic and lyricism. I mean, he talks a lot of interesting things on this record, like I was saying, that reflect his life as a young guy, basically. So lots of stories of going out, getting drunk, eating chips, etc., etc., taking drugs. But this is, I guess, what set him apart, because it made it fresh, because no one in Garage was really talking about those things a lot of the time. And it also helped that he spoke in a quite distinct mock Cockney British accent. When he's in his spoken word and his rapping, very thick, which I think gave his storytelling even more kind of authenticity.
Wait, is that mock, like fake? Like,
yeah, Mockney, they call it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's just what he sounded like.
He does kind of sound like that, but it's not as... it's quite accentuated on the record. He makes it even bigger than it actually is.
Crazy.
Yeah. And it's called... they call it Mockney, so mock Cockney, basically. But, yeah, it's quite incredible. I don't think... no one had ever kind of rapped on a record like that before.
I don't think you should be allowed
to
mock an accent.
Interesting point.
I don't know.
I think some people criticize him for that, and kind of like not taking him seriously for doing that. But
yeah, but I mean, he's doing it.
A lot of people have like
he did it.
A lot of people have used Cockney in popular music over the years, going way back.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, sorry.
Even to like comedy. But anyway, that's
another
topic.
I'm going off track.
So we're going to start with the lead single from the album. This is the track that broke him initially, and it was released before the album actually came out, Has It Come to This. And in reviewing the track, Enemy described it as the most original lyrical British rap in memory. So it had really big raps on it when it came out. And immediately you can hear the kind of elements of this record, sort of strong Mockney-like accent, very personal British themed lyrics, and lots of chopped up vocal samples.
Cool.
So here we go.
Has it come to this? Oh, oh,
oh, oh. Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this? Oh, oh,
oh, oh. Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
Make yourself at home. We got diesel or some of that homegrown. Sit back in your throne, turn off your phone, cause this is our zone. Videos, televisions, 64s, PlayStations, Web Henry with precision, few herbs and a bit of Benson. But don't forget the Rizzler, lean like the Tower of Pisa. These are Oasia, and this is a day in the life of a geezer. For this ain't a club track, pull out your sack and sit back. Whether you white or black, smoke weed, chase brown or toot rock, we're on a mission, support the cause, sign a petition, summon all your wisdom, the music's a gift from the man on high, the Lord and his children. Triple team Uru boys, come rain or snow, the Buddha flows. You don't know? Stand on the corner, watch the show, cause life moves slow. Sort your shit out then roll, sex, drugs and on the dole. Some men rise, some men fall, I hear your call, stand tall now.
Has it come to this? Oh, oh, oh.
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh. Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
I'm just spitting, think I'm ghetto, stop dreaming. My data's streaming. I'm giving your bird them feelings. Touch your toes and touch the ceiling. We walk the tightrope of street cred. Keep my dogs fed, all jungle or garage heads. Gold teeth, Valentinos and dreads now. You were verbally slapped up, physically tip-top, spinally ripped up. I do the science on my laptop, and I get my boys mashed up. You're listening to the streets. You'll bear witness to some amazing feats. Bravery in the face of defeat. All line up and grab your seat. Cause Tony's got a new motor, SR Nova, driving like a joyrider. Speed into the corner, your mother warned you, it's a sound system banger.
Has it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh. Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh. Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
My underground train runs from Mile End to Ealing, from Brixton to Bounds Green. My spitting's dirty, my beats are clean, so smoke weed and be lean. I step out my yard through the streets, in the dead heat, all I got's my spirit and my beats. I play fair, don't cheat, and keep the gangsters sweet. Turn the page, don't rip it out at your age, move to the next stage. Lock the rage inside the cage, like SK, it's a new day. But don't take the shortcut through the subway, it's pay or play, these geezers walk the gangway. Deep-seated urban decay, deep-seated urban decay. Rip down posters alike from last week's big garage night in the next Tyson fight. I cook them at 90 degrees Fahrenheit and don't copy the copyright. I got them in my sights, blinded with the lights, take them to dizzy new heights. Blinded with the lights, dizzy new heights.
Has it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh. Original pirate.
material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh.
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh.
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Oh, oh,
original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Oh, oh, oh.
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh.
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh.
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Oh, oh, oh.
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material.
Oh yeah, so I can totally hear the pirate radio grime.
Yeah.
Selector.
UK garage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, recently Noisy did a poll of their top 10 UK MCs of all time.
Aww.
And obviously a lot of grime artists were in there, Skepta and Dizzy Rascal and Wiley. But Mike Skinner came in number 4, actually.
Aww, so, cool.
Yeah. He's definitely well-respected in the grime community, definitely. So the next track we're going to play is called Let's Push Things Forward. And this was the second single from the record. It reached number 30 in the UK. And it featured British R&B and reggae singer Kevin Mark Trail. And when you hear this track, you'll be able to see, I think, some of the variety that comes through in this record, because this one's quite different from the previous track. Here he brings in more kind of raga and reggae elements. And there's quite a prominent horn sample as well. So, yeah, very much more kind of reggae-flavoured here.
This ain't the down, it's the upbeat, make it complete. So what's the story? Guaranteed accuracy, enhanced CD. Latest technology, darts at treble 20. Huge non-recoupable advance, majors be vigilant. I excel in both content and deliverance. So let's put on our classics and we'll have a little dance, shall we? No sales pitch, no media hype. No hydro, it's nice and ripe. I speak in communications in bold type. This ain't your archetypal street sound. Scan for ultrasounds, north, south, east, west and all round. And then to the underground.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward. You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward.
As we progress to the checkpoint, I wholeheartedly agree with your viewpoint, but this ain't your typical garage joint. I make points which hold significance. That ain't a bag, it's a shipment. This ain't a track, it's a movement. I got the settlement. My frequencies are transient and resonate your eardrums. I make bangers, not anthems. Leave that to the Artful Dodger, the broad-shouldered 51% shareholder. You won't find us on Alta Vista. Cult classic, not bestseller. You're gonna need more power. Plug in the three phase and the generator. Crank it up to the gigawatts. Critics ready with your pot shots. The plot thickens. Put on your mittens for these sub-zero conditions. But remember I'm just spitting. Remember I'm just spitting. Once bitten, forever smitten.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Push things forward. You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward.
Spit jewels like Eastern riches, junkie fixes. Around here we say birds, not bitches. As London Bridge burns down, Brixton's burning up. Turns out you're in luck, so I know this dodgy fucking the duck. So it's just another show flick from your local city poet. Case you geezers don't know it, let's push things forward. It's a tall order, but we're taller. Calling all maulers, backstreet brawlers, corner shop crawlers. Victory's flawless. Love us or hate us, but don't slate us. Don't conform to formulas. Pop genres are shut. Sharp darts, double dutch. Park cars, troubles are much with more bud. Let's push things forward.
You say that everything sounds the same, then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward. You say that everything sounds the same, then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward.
BFM, you're tuned into Morning Glory with Geneva. We're doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith. Keep those Oro entries coming in. You just text in 5395, Oro, your first and last name, and email. Make sure you have your email so then we can get in contact with you if you win when it's drawn on Friday. So, Sam, you've had a bit of feedback.
Yeah, just someone querying about the kind of history of UK Garage and Grime.
Should I read the text now?
Yeah, please.
Do some research, bro.
Which
what
I do.
About, yeah, you do quite
I spend
a lot.
Like 3 hours preparing the segment.
What about Roots Maneuver or Ronnie Size?
Yeah, well, Roots...
Good point, though, but, you know.
Roots Maneuver's first album came out in 1999, 3 years before this record, so he's hardly been around for years. And also, it only reached 167 in the UK chart, so not exactly mainstream. Still very much underground. And I never ever said that Mike Skinner was the inventor of UK grime or anything like that. So
we are just celebrating the streets.
We're just celebrating the album,
yeah.
You know, after all.
But yeah.
But I do my research.
Yeah.
I do plenty of research.
But yeah, I mean, you know, the end of the text is just far from underground and doing this shit for ages before.
Well, that's not true.
This guy.
No,
yeah.
That's not true. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's not true. Yeah.
Roots Maneuver was only around 3 years prior to Mike Skinner. And he was very much underground. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Well,
anyway,
what's our next song?
Moving on. The next track is called Same Old Thing. And this track is basically about sitting around all day at the pub, basically, doing nothing. Skinner is basically describing the repetitive nature of his life, doing the same old thing over and over again, day to day. It's a really funny track, actually. He's very clever with how he paints a vivid picture of his life growing up in the Midlands. And I think this track actually reminds me of Blur's Park Life. It's kind of a UK garage version of that track, but it's really, really funny. Some of the lyrics are really clever.
Yeah. Street level. Oi, oi. Yeah. That's it. Right there.
Round there, nothing seems to change.
At street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
Just played and replayed in different ways.
Oi. Tunes heavy.
Round there, nothing seems to change.
Street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
Just played and replayed in different
yeah.
ways.
Oi, oi, right there. Whose round is it? Down that beer quick, smash my glass back down, fall over the table, all rowdy and pissed. Seems the only difference between midweek shit and weekend is how loud I speak and whether I try and pull a girlfriend. That's it. Who's got dough? Hey, you know I pay, but I'm broke. Only got coinage to show. Putting off walking home on my own to my throne. Two empty takeaways, ashtrays, the remains of the day stoned. Pick a bottle off the table, peel the label, tell a fable. Offer opinion for free on a solution to the latest big news story. Football and smut daily as I ponder winning the lottery. Buy a drink, chat to a lady, the girl's well fit, definitely not maybe. She's rude, I'd shag her and make tea, right there.
Round there, nothing seems to change.
At street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
Just played and replayed in different
yeah.
ways.
Oi, oi, heavy, heavy.
Round there, nothing seems to change.
At street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
Just played and replayed in different
yeah.
ways.
Oi, oi. Can't lounge in the boozer all day, got maneuvers to make. Gotta see a man about a dog, can't be late, I'm always late.
Raining cats and fog, but nice and dry in the black dog. Down it and want my son. Can't sit here, gotta run. Things need done. If they don't win this and the next one, they're getting relegated to the third division. At street level, real people, same repeated sequel. Rock and roll, four to the floor. Like last night, yesterday morning, and the night before, and the night before.
Apparently, there's a whole world out there somewhere.
It's right there.
I just don't see it.
Right there.
I just don't see it.
Oi, oi.
Round there, nothing seems to change.
At street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
Just gets played and replayed in different ways.
Oi, street level.
Round there, nothing seems to change.
At street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
Just gets played and replayed in different ways.
Oi, oi, heavy, heavy. Lock the door on your way out.
Hey, hey. So,
to a 95 BFM podcast.
Well, oh, sorry, that's not true. You're not listening to a podcast. This is Morning Glory with Geneva and Sam Smith.
Welcome back.
So we got anniversary albums.
So yeah, that was same old thing. Very good track, that one.
Yeah.
And we're going to go straight along. The next track we're going to play is called Too Much Brandy. And again, this is quite humorous track. The story of this track is basically Skinner sharing a spliff with a mate while he tells him of a night out he had. So obviously the lyrics here are quite prominent about drinking, drugs, and what happens on a good night out. And
oh shit, sorry.
Just a little preview there. And there's some really cool lines on this track. Smell of good earthy herbs makes my nerves shudder. And I'm well within my limit. Oh, hang on a minute. These mushrooms just kicked in.
Yeah, yeah.
Really cool, really cool.
Hilarious.
Smell of good earthy herbs makes my nerves shudder. But where were you that cold December? Because we were in the grasshopper spending guilders. Central Station charged up like Scarface. Amsterdam ain't a nice place, off your face. We enter the race. Walk down, been there before, done that, no joy. If you're bored, let's go see Roy. Get fucked up with the boys. Calvin, Smalvin, I'm well within my limit. Oh, hang on a minute, these mushrooms just kicked in. Think I might be finished. The ball game heads were the worst. For what it's worth, I might just fall off the edge of the earth. Brain's kinda surfing now. We wander down darkened pathways in a daze. Why?
Do I talk by any cocaine pie?
Am I paranoid?
Yes, you're paranoid!
Charlie, darling, please save me. This is raving. Take me home to my baby. Two bags of mushrooms, room's mushed up and I need a cradle.
In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you better stop drinking brandy. In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you better stop drinking brandy.
Now, getting to the bar's gonna be trouble, so the Marlons will have to be doubles. Then you drink doubles, the same speed you drink singles. Ah, beautiful, the barman holds aloft the crystal glass, and I'm having all that's in the bubble in the bottom of the bottle. Then by 3 or 4, your head's a bit mangled. Club's full, you mingle. You dance the fandango, you sing all your favourite jingles. Far gone on one, call me Baron Von Marlon. One has a monocle and cigar, Dickie Bow and Long John's. My utility belt tells me it's to the bar, Batman. Fat cans of that lager, then it's straight to the dance floor. For much more, fancy footwork's adored by many a more. Don't bore me with your little sidestep technique. Get to the beat, loosen up, it's the street.
In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you better stop drinking brandy. In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you better stop drinking brandy.
We eat junk food, sat drunk on the tube. Every time train clunks, I feel like puking. Wonder whether that beautiful bird will ring. Then it all goes hazy. These are the days we walking up, out in, back to the road, talking, well, shouting, actually loads more drunk. By Jove, my mind's focused, balance fucked up. Rah, 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 it's all back to the Dark Star. And if it's his round, I'm quite partial to another Marlon at the bar. Bad idea to start again late. Should've given my brain a break. Take it easy, mate. You start to think you're a state, you definitely are a state.
In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you better stop drinking brandy. In
faded so little way. My body was trying to say that you better stop drinking brandy.
Wow, isn't that a sign? Stop drinking brandy.
Too much brandy.
Yeah.
Got to be careful. Move on to the shandies. Sorry.
I never liked shandies.
No, I didn't see the appeal of it either.
No.
But, you know, some people love it.
Maybe it's just a way to introduce kids to alcohol. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, so just looking at the reception of this record and its legacy. So on its release, it was very well received, both critically and commercially. It pretty much launched Skinner's career with this project in the UK in particular. It went to number 10 in the UK charts and was loved by critics. Enemy called it the most original UK pop voice in years and a vital new voice. And Q magazine said that this debut wittedly and wisely documents young lives spent in piss-poor pubs, estate bedrooms and kebab shops. So I found that quite interesting. Spin magazine said Mike Skinner could be the most gifted rapper London has ever produced, except that he doesn't really
what?
Rap.
What? That's crazy.
At the time.
No, not at the time. I don't believe that. Sorry. Nope. I'll just
finish what they say.
All right.
He says, except that he doesn't really rap. He pontificates, spins spoken word yarns. Yeah, it's spoken words.
The music.
And kicks running commentary. So I think it's a cross between rapping and spoken word. It's not one or the other. It's a mix.
Yeah, I just don't know if he's the best at the time.
This is 2002.
Yeah, 2002 had like so many better people. Anyway,
that's just their opinion. So as you can see, critics loved his lyrics and just overall the way he was able to get a story is basically across of the white working class kind of guy growing up, and I guess something that quite appeal to a lot of critics as they can't, they like that kind of thing. So in terms of its legacy, it's basically now considered a bit of a British modern classic record. Enemy voted it the 46th best album of all time and the 9th best album of the 2000s, and Pitchfork also voted it the 36th best album of the 2000s as well. So yeah, it's very well received. And we're going to finish with a track called Weak Become Heroes, and this was the third single from the album and considered one of his best songs. It's basically about his experience with rave culture in the 90s and pretty much documents, just basically halcyon days of drug taking and freedom of youth and raving to the early hours, etc. Oh. Every 17-year-old's dream.
No. Okay.
And stylistically, this one has more of a house/electronic feel to it. Which is quite appropriate given the subject matter of the track, talking about raving and stuff.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
A pleasure.
That's another anniversary albums for this week. Can't wait to see what you come up with next week.
Well, I'll definitely do plenty of research.
Yeah, yeah. do some research,
do
bro.
Do some research, bro.
Yeah, I think we all need to do some research, bro. You know, just keep researching. Keep learning. Keep
absolutely.
Challenging ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, mauri ora.
Tautoko.
Turn left up the street, nothing but grey concrete and dead beats. Grab something to eat, Mackie D's or KFC. Only one choice in the city, dumb voice in my pity. Now let's get to the nitty gritty. Tune reminds me of my first E. Plight unique, still 16 and feeling horny. Point to the sky, feel free. See a people all equal, smiles in front and behind me. Swim in the deep blue sea, cornfields sway lazily. All smiles, all easy. Where you from, what's you on and what's your story? Mesmerising tones, rising pianos, this is my zone, so stop cloning. Pick paper, scissors or stone, cause me and you are the same. Known you all my life, I don't know your name. The name's European Bob, sorted. Anyway, have a dance now, see you later. Pleased to meet you, likewise, a pleasure.
We were just standing in my narrow home. We went on and on.
You all smile, you all sing.
We become heroes.
You all sing.
We were just standing in my narrow home. We went on and on.
You all smile, you all sing.
We become heroes in the stars aligned.
You all sing. The night slowly fades and goes slow motion. All the commotion becomes floating emotions. Same piano loops over. Arms wave, eyes roll back and jaws fall open. See in soft focus. Chatting to this bloke in the toilets.
dizzy new heights, blinded by the lights. These people are for life. It's all back to his place at the end of the night. Yo, they could settle wars with this, if only they will. Imagine the world's leaders on pills, then imagine the morning after. Wars causing disaster. Don't talk to me, I don't know ya. But this ain't tomorrow, and for now I still love ya. Hours fly over. Sail round, diamonds and pearls. Never seen so many fit girls. Discover new worlds. Look at my watch, can't focus. Last 2 hours I lost. Every move fills me with lust. All of life's problems I just shake off. Hell, mad little events happen. Things map out and a few blue maddens are like the toilets. Big beefy bouncers out to reveal us. Geezers on E's and first timers. Kids on Wiz, darlings on Charlie. All come together for this party. All races, many faces, from places you never heard of. Where you're from, what's your name and what you want. Sing to the words, fex to the fat ones. The tribal drums, the sun's rising. We all smile, we all sing.
We were just standing at an arrow home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
We become heroes in the stars align.
We all sing, we all sing. Sing.
We were just standing at an arrow home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
We become heroes in the stars align.
We all sing, we all sing, sing. Then the girl in the cafe taps me on the shoulder. I realise 5 years went by and I'm older. Memories smoulder, winter's colder. But that same piano loops over and over and over. The road shines and the rain washes away. Same Chinese takeaway, selling shit in a tray. It's dark all round, I walk down. Same sights, same sounds, new beats though. Solid concrete under my feet. No surprises, no treats. The world stands still as my mind sloshes round. The washing up bowl in my crown. My life's been up and down since I walked from that crowd.
We were just standing at an arrow home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
We become heroes in the stars align.
We all sing, we all sing, sing.
We were just standing at an arrow home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
Become heroes in the stars align.
We all sing, we all sing, sing. Out of respect for Johnny Walker, Paul Oakenfold, Nicky Holloway, Danny Rampling, and all the people who gave us these times. And to the government, I'll stick my middle finger up with regards to the criminal justice bill. For all the heroes I met along the way.
In the stars align.
We all sing, we all sing, sing.
We become heroes in the stars align.
We all sing, sing.
We were just standing at an arrow home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
We become heroes in the stars align.
We all sing, sing.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.